Now, I tell you about how, because a while ago we were talking about Baba, right? The name Baba. And I was saying how completely and totally he disguises himself for the rest of the people except the ones whom he wants to reveal. So he chooses to be called by a name that is used just about for everyone. Not only the different Babas who are the styled as gurus and things, but Baba is a brother, father, friend. Every beggar that you see will come up to you and say, Ek Paisa Baba. So you see, Baba's name is heard all the time. But to those who know him, the word Baba means only Meher Baba. And the time will come, but Baba said the whole world will come to me, which is in his time. But then there will be only one Baba. But there was a time when Baba was keeping his name in such seclusion, not only himself. He wasn't in seclusion. He traveled with us all over India and all over the places in the blue bus. But he kept his name in seclusion. We were not to tell anybody that he's Baba. We're not to call him Baba in case someone associates the name Baba with Meher Baba. So, I still remember when we were in that blue bus tour and we had landed after a long, tiring, exhausting, dusty journey, and we halted at Bangalore. And we were many women then. The bus was built really for a particular number, but we were just about twice as much by the time we started out. That's Baba's way. Among them was Baidu's family. You know Baidu, the masked hunter, one of the, you know. Well, his family had just come from Iran, his wife and two daughters. Their younger daughter was just about 10 maybe, and she'd had typhoid, so her hair was cut short. So she was among us. This has a bearing on the story, which is why I tell you about her. And we were quite a number of us, and when we got there, oh boy, we couldn't believe it. We could have a bathroom and hot water. And a real hot lunch. I mean, rice and dal and things like that. This was wonderful. So everybody was so overjoyed. We looked like we'd come from a flour mill. We usually did every time we got down from the blue bus. And Katie, for instance, would look at me and say, "Hey, Bonnie, look at you. You look like you've come from the flour mill. Look at this." Because the dust would be on the eyelashes, dust would be on the eyebrows, and on the hair. Except that Katie, of course, covered her hair to such an extent that she couldn't hear anything we said to her. And I said, "Oh, look at you, look at you." And then we'd find everybody was looking like that. So here we were, this was wonderful. We had bath, and of course everybody was pounding on the bathroom. "Come out, it's my turn, you've been there too long, we all have to." Because lunch was at a particular time, and when Baba's lunch is at 1, well, you better not make it half a minute after 1. Anyway, all happened nicely, and we were in that big dining, in the dining room with that big dining table, and this very motherly, homely Parsi lady who was serving. It was like really like home. She had cooked the things with care and seen to it, and she was there to see everybody had a good share, and she herself was serving. So there we were all seated, Baba and all of us women, Elizabeth, Marina, Nadine, Kitty, Margaret, Rana, Irene, all of us, and all the Indian, Eastern ones. So we were sitting and really enjoying the food. And Elizabeth and others were using their forks, and we were eating with the hand. Ah, this was delicious, hot meal. And our favorite kind of spice, dal. Now that dal always is accompanied by patties. You know, potato patties or meat patties, whichever you make. So while we were engrossed in eating, suddenly we hear the motherly lady who was doing the, she was the proprietor, suddenly she said, "Will you have another patty, Baba?" Baba, how did she know? I still remember the fork held like that by Elizabeth and sort of, you know, stopped. It was a tableau. Suddenly a tableau, the movement stopped wherever we were. Some had a glass of water, some had a fork here, and everybody wide-eyed. Who gave that name away? Because it was very strict. We were not to say Baba, because nobody was to say, no, Baba was in this party, no matter any Baba. So we all looked shocked. And then we looked at her, sort of does she know? And we found she was asking the little girl of Baidu, who looked like a boy, whom she thought was a boy. And all she was doing is asking the little boy, baby, baba, brother, father, youngster, is always father. So she was simply asking, innocently asking Sarah, would you have another patty baba? And we, of course, thought it was this baba. I tell you, it was a sigh of relief, and then quick. So that's how his name was in Sakusha. He withheld it, as it were. It was dammed, as it were, you know, behind a dam, like a river is dammed. So then, when we were in little hotels, one day here, one day at dark bungalows, and we were in Goa in some hotel, again, I think for a couple of nights, on our blue bus tour run. And eating was at a table out on the veranda or something, and these butlers, and they would lay the table and maybe they would serve. Anyway, so Noreena or Nadine had to say, if they had to say something to Baba, they couldn't say Baba. So Noreena would call him Babuli, and Nadine would call him Babushka, and of course we called him nothing because we didn't talk, we didn't have anything to say to Baba. That's how it was. And therefore, it was as if that when the time came, he released that dam. You know, he opened the steel gates and then told us this is the real gift of his name for all. And he told us that he had released it now. Give out my name. Only from that, give out my name. Tell others. Till then, it was just a situation. And from when he said, give it out, from that time, when Baba's name was given out, people were ready to receive it. You know, just information, just saying, may Baba, I want to know more. You know, and even the Baba lovers, the old-time Baba lovers, would be surprised. They say, we'd go to knock, and before we could knock, the door would open. Because it was from Baba, not from us. Nothing that is ours or just individual, that cannot bear fruit. But when it is him, when he gives it up, when he tells us to do it. So now everybody says, you should say Jai Meher Baba, a Baba lover from Pakistan. I know what he means. I know exactly what he means. And we said, but no, why? We've always somehow been saying Jai Baba, and why should it be changed? Because there will come a time when it will, anyway, to those whom he has disclosed his identity, those who have recognized him as who he is, he's in disguise. But those who recognize him, this Baba only means Mary Baba. So it is not for us. It is not for the whole world at this time. When the time comes, it will be. We have not to do that. Of course, when we write it in a letter, we know something has to be on record. Sometime when it's picked up by somebody, they will not know who Baba is. Then we always, in a circular or in newsletters or in letter, somewhere or the other, this I've learned from Eraj, always put the date, always put the place, and always, in one place at least, say Mayor Baba, so they know that the rest, wherever you refer to, that you have written about that.
Date and the year.
Yeah, and the year, that's right, and the year.